If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Fat Chat. We are the podcast that is as intimate as a Hollywood hot wax. And this week we're going to be talking about all things beauty and grooming.
Hi, I'm George from Fuller Figure Fuller Bust. And I know they said beauty is pain, but no one told me about top lip threading.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and it's hard to get me out of the bath, mainly because you need a system of pulleys and a winch.
I wonder what that was in your house.
It's kind of hard to follow that. Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and quite frankly, my beauty regime is largely just wash and go. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media at Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
So we all love a good pamper, am I right?
Like, oh, yes.
Is there anything better than a spa day? Or Hayley and I, when we go to Turkey, we have something called a hammam. I mean,
Heaven.
They scrub you, they wash you, they massage you, they throw bubbles on you. It's so good. But I think the reality often when you're plus size can be that you maybe don't feel you deserve, or you feel embarrassed about your body. And so when it comes to things like spa days or massages and things like that, you think, I am going to look so weird. I'm going to be bigger than anyone they've ever touched. When I'm slimmer, I'll do something like that because I'm so embarrassed and I'm going to have to be in swimwear or half naked or things like that. And I think that's definitely something that has gone through my mind when I've had massages. I'm like, is that table really going to take all this ass? Those spindly little legs, that tiny lady's gonna have to mount me and turn me into a pretzel. And you know, that's the kind of massage I go for. But have you guys ever sort of felt like that, felt that those kind of places are reserved for the slim?
I love a good spa day. I think that is basically my favourite thing in the whole world.
She jets off to Champneys at any bloody
drop of a towel. He's there.
But do you know what the thing that really annoys me, and I think it's the thing that kind of reinforces that message of that it's only for slimmer people, is how small the fucking towels are.
Do not, with those flannels.
Those small towels, tiny, tiny robes. So once you get there, you've got to be, oh, this is a bit small. Do you have a bigger one? My kind of top tip is if it's something that you're concerned about beforehand, let them know when you book, ring up beforehand. So that when you get there, you don't have to pretend to try the robe on. Just be like, yo, I need a bigger size when I arrive.
And we're going to need a bigger gown.
Yeah, do you know what? They'll always be fine about it. But at least that kind of saves you the sort of the discussion and the amble when you get there if you just do it beforehand. Top
totally.
Tip.
Totally. I think also it's just important to remember these people, especially in a massage situation, firstly, this is what they do for a living. They see people's bodies because that's a huge part of what they do. And there will always have been something before you that was more different or bigger or smaller or older or younger. And also when it comes to swimwear and what are they called, plunge pools or whatever, most of the other guests are just worrying about what their ass looks like in swimwear. Once you get over this hang up, and once you like walk into that room and everyone's seen you in your swimwear, that's it, it's done, it's over.
It's completely done. Also, don't you think massaging someone plus size is probably way more fun?
Yeah!
Not like a Ross from Friends one with salad servers. Fully like getting in there, yeah, playing with a bit of Play-Doh.
When we go to Turkey, right, George, they get in and they are amused. They get in, that sounds terrible.
I'm on podcast, different podcast.
But like,
if you like more of that, sex pots.
But you know, the fact that we jiggle can be a source of amusement to us mainly. But these are people who just deal with bodies all day. But before we get on to the turkey stories, George, I have written in my notes 2x fanny wax stories.
Make yourself a cup of tea, get comfortable.
So I've had experiences when I've gone for beauty treatments that have been embarrassing beyond the fact. Well, one was kind of because I'm bigger and one was just because there was a miscommunication. So like, I think having gone through these two things, I don't care about being fat. The first time was when I was at my local beauty place where I went to for like threading and waxing and things like that. And usually when you go for a wax, they leave the room, which I always find quite funny. while you take your knickers off? Because I'm like, you're about to see my butthole, but sure. Like, you better not see me taking the knickers off. And the woman, I remember the way she did it, she kind of left them. She was like, oh, I just need to, like, go out. And I was thinking, yeah, yeah, okay, I need to get my, like, pants off. And I lay on the bed and she came back in. Oh, oh, gosh, sir, I thought we were doing eyebrow threading today. Oh, just give me a moment to heat the wax. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm there with my minge out. Like,
the shock of her seeing your growler. Like, what?
Yeah.
Not expecting that. It winks at her.
Yeah. As she comes in. Unexpected minge. And then the next time I had like a bit of unfortunate fanny wax was that Hayley and I were in Turkey. Very cheap to get beauty treatments there. Would 10 out of 10 recommend it. They're very thorough. The woman had very little English. I have no Turkish. And when you have an intimate wax, especially when you're bigger, I imagine, I've not been smaller and had one, you kind of have to pull your tummy and things, keep the skin taut. And she was just sort of gesticulating, putting my hands in showing like, oh, pull, pull. Oh, and making a face as if to be like, we're going to need more hands in here. You know.
Hold it back.
You, like, you need that system of pulleys that Hayley has in her bathroom.
I really did. Like, and just the way when I was like this and she was like, uh-huh, as if, yes, bitch, now I can see your vagina. Not my vagina, in my labia. You know what I mean, ladies?
Yeah, we do, a little too much.
The visuals are there for you all. Enjoy.
I mean, sadly, I wish it was the only time we'd spoken about your labia. So George and I, we've mentioned before, we run a body confidence retreat in Turkey. And one of the parts of this retreat is we get to go, and all of our guests get to go to a traditional Turkish hammam, which is a heated stone. And basically, like being like a baby, they wash you from head to toe. They take
so
like
good.
A sort of like a exfoliating rough glove and they start exfoliating basically anything that they can get their hands on. Only one part of my body I don't think they've touched at this point.
Your head?
just her left elbow.
Yeah. It's very dry skin. And then after that, they basically beat you with a pillowcase full of bubbles. I'm not even joking. Until the first time we went and had it done, we had no idea what to expect. We went in there completely green. They were like, you're going to the mum. We were like, okay, it's going to be like a massage. We didn't know what was going on. And so we get put on the slab lying next to each other. And my woman was like a little bit quicker than George, mainly because she had to wash George's ass. And
she was still exfoliating the left cheek.
And they get to the point where they've exfoliated you and everything. And then they come at you with this pillowcase full of bubbles. And I didn't know what was going on because my head was like down on the slab. And I just hear George giggling. And her giggling makes me giggle. And she's like, oh my God, you look exactly like lemon meringue pie.
Her body was like shaking. These bubbles are like shaking. Hey, he's just covered in bubbles. She'd gone. Bubbles,
like,
darling.
You're lemon meringue. And then this got the two women who were like giving us this beauty treatment giggling as well. The four of us were just crying with laughter as I jiggled all my bubbles off. And the thing is that when we first went, it was a bit daunting. We didn't know what to expect. It is quite strange to be touched in such an attentive manner by a stranger. But we laughed a lot. A lot. And it's now one of my favourite parts of going to Turkey.
Oh my God, it's like the only reason I keep going back.
Not the company.
No, absolutely not.
But also, like, when our girls come on our retreats, they generally tend to do it in one of the first days that they're there. And they go in little groups of three or four of them. And a lot of them are quite tentative. It's a lot to, like, go somewhere in your swimwear and have someone wash you. And also then dry you like you're a little baby. Maybe.
And give your cheeks a little pinch. And yeah. Like, do you mean the facial cheeks?
But they come back and it's like been this like super sisterly bonding experience where they all giggle. But secondly, they feel more at peace with their body because they've been in a situation where they were, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then they're like, actually, that was super enjoyable. It's so awesome. So we would love to hear any of your hilarious misadventures at spas. We're not interested in the good experiences, just the funny ones.
Time that man wrestled me in what he claimed was a Thai massage, but I still feel was a wrestling match where one of my flaps came out. But sure. And I was fully clothed.
In the room that was just one big mattress.
Just one big mattress. At one point he stood on me and bent my legs off the ground.
Do you know what? I'm never going to a spa with you, George. It sounds really, really dangerous.
Also, though, you've got to understand this. George then comes back to our newly arrived girls and tells them, oh, I think he slid and his arm nearly disappeared up my butthole. And, oh, you know, I think he grazed a nip when he was exfoliating me. And I'm like, you are hilarious and this is funny, but you are terrifying the life out of these women of what is a really good experience.
A couple of them were into it.
Yeah. A few of them came back
it's
disappointed.
It's a really good way of gauging the crowd that you've got on the retreat.
Yeah, I mean, some people do leave on the first day. So if you have any great stories, please get hold of us. We're at FatChatPod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
Unless you are that man, we don't need to hear your side of things.
Every week we'll be shouting out some brilliant accounts we think you should be following, because the only diet you need to be on is a social media diet. Our WTF who to follow this week is at Georgina Grogan. We all have known Gigi for quite some time. She's a plus size blogger, but she super specializes in beauty. She's a self-taught makeup artist, and that girl spends so much time in the spa.
Mm-hmm. Like, living her best life.
She is. And she talks a lot about the spa from in terms of accessibility and things like that, which is really, really interesting. And also, I just love seeing people living that luxury bitch life. She often goes with her mum, Marie, who's also super lovely.
Love you, Marie.
And one of the other reasons I love to follow Georgina is her makeup transformations are absolutely incredible.
They're phenomenal.
Oh my God. I've watched her do it in real life. It's like watching art. It's incredible. So if you've got a spare few minutes, go and watch one of her makeup videos on Instagram. We'll be sharing her across all our channels. And don't forget that if you have anybody you think we should be shouting out that you want everyone to know about, you can contact us at FatChatPod.
Obviously, you know, spa days, the hammam, they're all really fun things, but there is a bit of a shit narrative that we have to talk about when we talk about sort of plus size and being fat and beauty and grooming. That preconceived idea that if someone's plus size, that they're going to smell, that they don't look after themselves, they don't care about themselves, and that's why they're fat and lazy.
Oh my God, so much this.
It's the sort of things that people just don't talk about, but I think it's such an important thing for us to discuss as well.
One of the biggest things is that beauty routines, grooming routines, they're part of self-care, and they often come from a place of loving and accepting ourselves, because by doing those things for yourself, you're showing yourself attention and care, and that's what we do with things that we love, right? You have a car that you really like, you look after it well, you have, you know, anything that you love or you appreciate, you take care of. And I think there is this idea that if you're fat, you can't love yourself or take care of yourself. And also, if you're fat, apparently you can't wash yourself, which is nonsense.
You're completely right, Hayley, because it has to be from a point of view of like loving yourself, of wanting to take care of yourself. But the thing is as well, when you're taking care of yourself, it's a really good way to get to know your body. You've got to take time to moisturize, stand in front of the mirror, see what you actually look like. And it's a really good way, I think, of accepting your body as well. And it's one of those topics I think people don't want to talk about. We've talked about chub rub and chafing's part of that, and making sure that you're drying yourself properly, that you're cleaning yourself properly. And those things aren't things to be embarrassed about. Everybody's different.
I think if you have places where you are more likely to experience rubbing or chafing, using powder can keep that area dry and stuff like that. And I think as people get bigger, or as people struggle more with their mobility, sometimes hygiene is something that they can struggle with, and it's also something that we get so embarrassed about if we struggle with something like this, that we don't feel we can talk about it. And we have said on this podcast from the beginning that there will be lots of things that we will talk about because we feel they need to be talked about. And I think that's definitely one of those things. It's okay if it's to take care of yourself in that way, and to go online and seek advice for like what you should do if you're getting a really bad rash underneath your breasts in the summertime because your bras rub, or if you struggle with chub rub or something like that. Those are important things. And taking care of yourself is actually acknowledging those things and being like, right, I need to figure out how to deal with these things because they're part of living in my body.
Exactly. No one should be embarrassed about it or feel like people are judging them for it. You know, these are conversations that you need to have, because I think the problem when people feel embarrassed or judged about something, they don't have that conversation, and then the problem isn't dealt with. It's not going to go away unless we sort of feel more open and more comfortable talking about it. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you if we can help in any way. Find us on social media at FatChatPod. Send us a DM if you just want to tell someone.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here
question.
For.
I mean, I think all of us on our platforms have shared anonymous questions in the past as well, when someone's been like, I'm really struggling with this. How do I deal with it? And actually, like, you'll find that sometimes other people who are a little bit more outspoken can find things. Or we also are aware of loads of resources where people talk about this stuff. There are loads of people online having these conversations. So yeah, it shouldn't be something that's difficult or shameful.
And I think then you'll find you're just not actually on your own with it. I think the second you bring a topic up like this, I'm sure there'll be people listening that will be like, oh God, yes. Okay, fine. That happens to someone else.
Yeah.
Cool. It's not just me.
Yeah, and I remember when we first mentioned Chub Rub on this podcast and we were like, it's so crazy because you go from a place where you're like, oh my God, this is weird. I have, you know, my thighs start a fire every time I walk for more than 5 minutes.
To the sisterhood layer. Of Chub Rub.
Yeah, exactly. To where people just mention it all the time. Oh my God. And then you realize actually your slim friends have this problem too. And, you know, it's crazy.
I actually, on my wedding day, asked my photographer to take photos of me getting dressed, having my corset put on, things like that. And I got her to take a photo of me putting on this Garnier oil that I used for Chub Rub. And when I put it up on social media, I cannot tell you the reaction of people thanking me, saying like they were going to go and buy that. Thank you for normalising that that happens. Like you say, it's seen as such a taboo subject. And again, I got those comments from women being like, I'm a size 10, but my thighs still rub together.
Yeah.
People loved that photo, that it normalised part of the getting ready for the wedding. It wasn't very glamorous. I had to do things like that because it was a friggin' hot day that day. It is that time. We are going to be giving you some fashion advice courtesy of our very own Rivki. What have you got for us this week, Rivki?
It's about to kind of kick off the new season, so I just wanted to talk briefly about some new accessory trends that you're going to be seeing on the high street. As always, if you head to @FatChatPod on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook, I'll have linked my kind of top start buys for this season. So I'm going to be talking about accessories. So there's a few key accessory trends I want to mention today. Firstly, a few different styles of shoes. Loafers are back in a major way. They're also such a comfy shoe.
I was going to say, loafer means comfy to me.
Oh my God, totally. And I don't know if anyone's kind of noticed, but flat shoes are such a big thing on the catwalk again, which is great because I don't know what you guys are like, but I live in trainers.
I never wear heels. Unless there's a photo shoot or something. I just don't.
I have photo shoot heels.
I'm 5'2", but I don't care. I own the fact that I am short and I have way too much running around to do to ever be in a pair of heels. So loafers are back in. Platform sandals, which have kind of been bubbling away as a trend over the last couple of summers, they're still in. So if you've got platform sandals from last year, get them out. And Mary Jane shoes, which I
love.
That
Mary
real
Jane.
Retro vibe. Oh, but also, again, pretty comfortable. They're not massively sky-high stilettos.
No.
It's a pretty comfortable heel. So if you're going to invest in a summer shoe for like a summer wedding or an occasion, then a Mary Jane is the way to go. Then in terms of other accessories, in terms of bags, we've got bucket bags, which are great. I love a big bag because I love to take my life with me. You guys
me
have
too.
Seen the snacks I've brought with me today.
Very good snack choices today.
I've done well. But I love to have a big bag. So big, soft, squishy bags are really in for this season.
Oh, I love a slouchy
bag. And big bucket bags, which is just great for all the hoarders that need to carry their life with them like me. And the other accessory trend that I'm really loving for this season is brooches.
Oh yeah,
I love a brooch.
It's so, do you know what I love about it as well is that you can take something from last season, like a cardigan, like a nice little sweater or a t-shirt, add some brooches and you've got a whole new item. So really good for sustainability, but equally just a really good way of jazzing up something that's already in your wardrobe. So I'm going to list a whole load of my favourite accessories over at Fat Chat Pod. So come and have a little shop.
I feel like a lot of the time that I've had spa experiences, it tends to have been abroad, maybe because it's more reasonably priced or you just feel you can take that time for yourself.
Yeah, it's an indulgence and holidays are pretty indulgent. So you're like, might as well go home, like full hog with it.
I travel around Southeast Asia for a while and before I went, I remember my cousins just saying, the massages in Thailand are amazing. You will never regret having one. Every opportunity you get to just have one. So I was like, okay.
So you spent a whole holiday just having massages. Yeah, she didn't get out once. She just lay down.
Hayley was like a tenderized bit of steak by the end of that trip.
No, I was all over the place and I was doing a lot of backpacking and stuff, which meant that my feet and my shoulders were so knackered because I didn't do glamorous styles. It was proper backpacking, lots of coaches and Greyhound buses that had holes in the side. It was super glam.
Great. Super
anyway,
safe.
At one point I decided to cross from Thailand into Cambodia and I decided to go like a way that wasn't frequented by many tourists. And then I got there and it turned out that they only did border crossings on certain days. And so I had to stay longer than I wanted, than I expected. Anyway, I was like, oh, I need to go out and explore this little town. But this little town had barely seen any white people, and they certainly hadn't seen a 5'9" beefy, massive head ginger woman with the palest skin they'd ever come across. Everywhere I walked, these kids followed me down the road. What is it? And tried to like touch my hair. It was so funny. I had missioned all over this town trying to find somewhere I could exchange money and blah blah. And I walk past one of these Thai massage parlors and they do hand and feet massages. So you go in and they basically just massage your hand and arms and your feet. And I went in. I didn't have any Thai beyond hello and thank you. They didn't have any English. And I sat there and I was like, oh, this is, I don't know, it just felt really awkward. It was just me and this woman in the salon. And I was like, ah. The TV was on and there was some weird Bollywood video that was shot in London showing on the screen. And I was like, trying to explain to her that was where I was from, and she wasn't getting it, and I was like, oh, I don't even know why I'm still trying. And then she changed the channel and King Kong was on. And she didn't think I'd be it bore a striking resemblance to him, which is good.
We don't know.
I mean, we don't know. We didn't understand what she was saying.
But instead, I looked at the screen and I was like, oh, King Kong. And she looked at me and she was like, King Kong. And I was like, yeah, King Kong. And she was like, King Kong. And we were so excited that we had a word that we both understood. That every now and again, we would like both look at the screen and the other one would reassuringly say, King Kong.
And they're like, currently still pen pals. It's a great story. It's really heartwarming.
That was just so adorable. I remember being like, we both, no, and she was like, and she'd be doing something and then she'd go King Kong and I'd go King Kong.
So you have a different intonation, you have a whole different meaning.
Yeah, we had a whole Kong language, like, it was great times.
The King Kong language.
Yeah, and now we're going to go from that gorgeous bit of wholesomeness to
George. She needs no introduction.
And possibly my most favourite and worst story ever.
So last year, actually in the same area of the world, Robbie and I were in Cambodia. Robbie is very bougie, loves a massage while we're on holiday. And in this particular hotel, they asked us to remove all our clothes and put on these little net pants.
Oh, mate.
Suffice to say, mine couldn't withstand the size of my arse and immediately split when I put it on. So I had
this
to put
is a
my
common story in your life, isn't it?
So common. This arse has destroyed many things. Robbie's, however, fit nicely, but because the little panties they give
I can't.
The pants they'd given us were like fishnet. All I just saw nestled in the little thing, just Robbie's cock. Robbie's fishnet cock in a little cock basket. That was the last thing I saw before my face went into the hole to be massaged. I was laughing. The women were then laughing. Again, very little English. I don't speak Cambodian. We're all just laughing at Robbie's penis, just there in this cock basket. Throughout the whole massage, I just kept remembering the sight of it. He loved it. He wore those pants, the different pair, every time he got provided. And he didn't keep those. Well, maybe he did, but yeah.
You probably get him a box.
He's still got them in a drawer somewhere, doesn't he?
Could you tell me, when you voice noted me about this experience, what you said it looked like?
It just looked like a dead mouse. Just nestled in a hammock. Just there on its side.
What a vision.
So, like, she's off on her holidays having the best time, and then I get a 10-minute voice note about Robbie's willy and about how it looks like a dead rodent when it's, like, lying in this basket. Fast forward a couple of weeks, George and I are in Turkey. Turgutrace, the town we go to, their premier lesbian couple. Everybody is like, they must be lezzers because they've established we're not sisters. They're like definitely lezzers. So
why are they here together so often?
Yeah. Oh, we're accepting of the lesbians now. And so whenever we go to the spa, we frequently get put in the couple's massage room. There's like towels that have been sculpted into swans. Oh, there's petals on the bed.
Candles.
It's so
music.
The first time we were like, what the fuck? Now we just roll with it.
Literally.
We need to try and get the honeymoon suite next time, actually. We stripped down to pretty much nothing and we're getting on the bed and suddenly I just get this flashback of George's description of the cock basket. And that was it. I
did you feel you could smell it, taste it, hear it?
It was how you told me that the flesh was like
pressing against the fishnet.
That was it. I started to laugh and I was like, I will ruin this entire massage if I say those two words. And so I was sitting there like jiggling, pissing myself laughing, thinking about George's husband's penis. That's a good place for us to end, I think. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
And, I mean, what could be better than heading straight into a self-care tip? I don't know. This week's self-care tip is all about grooming routines. Establish yourself some kind of grooming routine that you love so that you can kind of have something that just takes care of yourself. George, what is your top grooming thing that you do for yourself?
I am a dry, crusty lizard. So I...
Sexy image there again.
Yeah. I like to exfoliate. I actually make coffee scrub really easy. I just use coffee that you would use to make espressos with, coconut oil and brown sugar, and sometimes I add maybe mint extract that you would use for cooking, but it's quite tingly, like mint sauce soap. And yeah, I exfoliate my face, exfoliate my body. That kind of leaves like a nice sheen. I really love grinding all the dead skin off. It just makes me feel reborn and like a slippery dolphin. What about you, Rivki, after that?
I don't know how to follow this. I'm very boring. I just like a good 3-step cleanse, tone, moisturize.
That's not boring. That's always good to do.
And I think find a make that you really love, something that you really love the smell of. I've got a really good Elemis berry one and it's called berry jelly or something. Ooh. It actually says on it, don't eat it, because it does actually smell really good.
What is it?
It's sort of like winter berry, like exfoliator.
It's the exfoliator.
Yeah, it just smells absolutely divine. And I love that. I like to kind of go upstairs, take half an hour before bed, do the whole cleanse, tone, moisturize thing. And yeah, that is my favorite 3-stepper. Hayley, what about you?
I also love some skincare before I go to bed. I find it really lovely to like take off any makeup or just cleanse my skin. And then I have an oil that I love that I put on my face. And I think, yeah, like you said, if you turn it into a ritual, it becomes like something that relaxes you before bed. And I also just love a bubble bath. As I said earlier, it's hard to get me out of them for many reasons. But yeah, I find, this is going to sound really naff, but I find water quite healing, being in water. And I think we've talked about this a lot because we've all come across some quite grubby boys generally. And I'm like, but why? Because bathing is just the best thing in the world. It's like hitting the reset button. It's my absolute favorite. So yeah, if you have parts of your ritual that you absolutely love, please let us know, because we'd love to hear about it. We can share them. Perhaps you can pick up some new grooming tips. You can share that with us on @FatChatPod across all our channels.
So that was our beauty and grooming episode, guys. And don't forget, we will have a new episode out next Tuesday, and we are going to be talking about photos, taking photos, being in photos, all of that that comes with it. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and we would love to have your 5-star reviews over on Apple Podcasts. We want to hear your ultimate meal, your death row meal, your favorite meal in the world. Starter, main, dessert, maybe just one of those things. Let us know. Make us salivate. We want to be hearing about your favorite food.
See you next Tuesday.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.